The attack in London on the Muslim community. People of the Muslim faith were attending Finsbury Park Mosque and a terrorist attacked them last night. I want to speak to Edson, who's the vice chair of the Belfast Islamic Centre. Edson, good morning.
Good morning.
This is a very worrying development and a very sad event.
Absolutely tragic. Good morning. Thanks for having me on. Yes, absolutely shocked. Woke up, you know, this morning to these tragic news. I actually know the mosque personally, and I know some of the individuals there. I used to pray there, you know, like 10 or 15 years ago. And it's tragic that such a place, in a place that is so multicultural, would have been affected by such a tragic incident.
Finsbury Park Mosque, at one point, about 10, 12 years ago, had its difficulties and people were concerned about it. And before that, of course, it had a very good reputation. In more recent times, it's had an excellent reputation. Do you feel that because of its difficulties, maybe 10 years ago, that that's why this terrorist decided to attack people coming from it last night?
No, I don't think so. I don't think actually the attack was towards worshippers in Finsbury Park Mosque. It's actually a mosque that is, you know, probably 200 or 300 yards, you know, it's a much smaller mosque, you know, from Finsbury Park, main mosque, where, you know, a lot of controversy, you know, came to national attention there a few years back. No, I don't think it was because of what happened before. As I said, Finsbury Park, the area itself, it's very multicultural, very accepting of all colors and faiths. So who knows what drove this individual to commit such a barbaric act?
Just to explain to us, Edson, how relevant last night was and what the worshippers were celebrating last night.
So basically, as most people would know, Muslims are now in their month of Ramadan. So they're fasting, you know, 30 days of Ramadan. And a lot of people tend to, you know, think of Ramadan as only just, you know, not eating during the day. But there's a lot more to that. And they actually come to the mosque for evening prayer. So they'll first come to the mosque to break their fast. And then they'll return again to the mosque, you know, at the lights of midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, whereby, they, you know, they engage in evening prayers. And this is probably when they were leaving from those evening prayers. This is probably when the attack took place.
How worried are you as a Muslim? How worried are you that you or your fellow worshippers may be targeted, may be attacked?
Well, there's been a current of, you know, anti-Muslim feeling growing in the UK and even in Europe as a whole for the past few years. Now, these groups, some of them white supremacist groups and others, have not felt emboldened enough, you know, to come out and do these barbaric acts. But it just seems that, you know, since the unfortunate attacks in Manchester in London that we condemned, you know, very much so. Now they feel that they now have the right to commit, you know, these acts. So I, myself as a Muslim, and speaking as a Muslim in Northern Ireland, I don't fear walking the streets. I feel quite comfortable. But it's very different from the situation in England. It's also very different from the situation between being a man who is less visible, you know, being a Muslim man walking the streets, and a woman who normally, you know, is a more visible presence. Normally, a lot of the Muslim women would have, you know, their headscarf on. So they normally tend to be, you know, more of the target of, you know, of these kinds of attacks.
How much of a disservice have the people of ISIS done to you?
Oh, it's been... Muslims have, you know, have had to deal with the consequences of both, you know, being, you know, the victims of terror attack themselves, you know, mostly abroad, but also had to deal with the repercussions when ISIS goes out on our streets and carry out these barbaric acts and absolutely, you know, trying to divide communities and make people suspicious, you know, that potentially every Muslim could be a terrorist, which is absolutely incorrect.
We know what it's like to have places of worship attacked here in Northern Ireland. It's happened at a very serious level where people have been killed. It's also happened at a serious level where property has been very badly damaged and destroyed. It's been the sectarian strife of the troubles that have existed here in Northern Ireland. Do you fear that sectarian strife is about to become rampant in other parts of the United Kingdom, with the Muslim community bearing the brunt of being targeted because of terrorist activity that's carried out in their name, even though they obviously describe it, as you described it, as barbaric, but the terrorists use the excuse of carrying it out in their name. Do you worry that the ordinary decent person going to the mosque on a regular basis could be the victim of sectarian attack?
Yes, I mean, we do worry, and ourselves at the BIC, at the Belfast Islamic Centre, we've had to put in place additional security, especially in the evenings. We've had constructive talks with the PSNI, local area commanders, who have assured us of more patrols around the area. But we're not necessarily just worried about, you know, people doing, you know, sort of copycat attacks, such as the one that was just done in London earlier this morning. We're more worried about, you know, people just going about their daily lives.
Yes, and I'm not just talking about, even though you're answering for Northern Ireland, and I did touch on that, but I'm talking about Muslims generally across the United Kingdom. Are you seriously worried for their safety?
I mean, I am worried for their safety. I mean, when someone now feels emboldened enough, you know, to go to places of worship and start driving, you know, their vans into them, I'm absolutely worried for them. And I hope that, you know, that the government act fast to reassure the Muslim community, and that, you know, that these individuals will be brought to justice if these attacks are carried out, and also there will be added, you know, protection, you know, put in place, and measures put in place to protect the Muslim community, mostly in England in this case.
These guys who would attack the mosque like last night, they're playing into the hands of ISIS, aren't they? They're doing exactly what ISIS want them to do.
They are. They are, because ultimately what ISIS wants us to do is, you know, is to be divided. It's to divide our community. And they're absolutely playing into their hands. But we won't let them be divided, because here, especially in Northern Ireland, we have a lovely relationship with all non-Muslims. And we get, even through social media, a lot of, you know, messages of support, you know, showing us that we are actually welcome here in Northern Ireland as well. And even in England, sometimes to a greater or lesser extent.
There was an example of that yesterday in the Holy Lands area, where people of a number of different faiths came together, and members of the Muslim community were, if not able to involve themselves in the eating and the celebrating, were certainly there in, attending in body and spirit during Ramadan.
Absolutely. Again, we've had great support here in Northern Ireland from all sectors of the community, both, on both sides of the divide. And even from the PSNI themselves, you know, when these types of attacks happen, you know, they're very fast to come to the mosque and reassure us and, you know, tell us of what measures they've put in place, what measures do they plan to put in place in order to make sure that the Muslim community is safe.
Edson, good speaking to you. Thanks for talking to us. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.